Would you please welcome Rock and Roll Hall of Famer, Dave Mason of the Dave Mason Band! Yes, one, two. Well, here we are back again. And you're back again. Traffic album.
40,000 headmen.
Little rewrite on this song. It's I think we're doing this to fans.
Oh, something else you can do, yeah. Second track.
Thank you.
Little deep tracks. From an album called Alone Together. Well, you may have some of you may have the original album at home. You need to check and see if there are any good seeds still inside there. Oh, can't stop loving, can't stop loving. Thank you.
Thank you. Keyboard. Thank you.
Songs I want to do here for you. Those of you who've been here before may have heard them. A lot of you may not have even heard any new stuff. It's a little hard for artists like myself to get heard out there these days, even though I have a shitload of material sitting at home. Basically no record business unless you're 13 or 14 or 15, 16 years old. And I got a bunch of stuff that's probably some of the best stuff that I've ever done since I'm about as good as I'm ever going to be at this point in my life. So. Anyway, I bring all this up because some of you may have noticed that there are some clipboards out there with Dave's email sheet on there. And the reason is because there's no record label and there's no deals for guys like us, and it's hard to get stuff played because there, other than XM, Sirius, there really is no national radio format that plays any of our music. Oh, they play all the old stuff over and over and over and over again. But they don't play any new stuff. So, to get around all that shit, I figured we'd just remove all the middle people and communicate directly with you. And me. So, if you're interested in knowing whether Dave's got any new music and you want to know what's happening, please jot your email down on that form that's out there. If you don't, people can pass it around. If not, you can do it at the T-shirt table on the way out, and that way you'll know exactly what's going on. You know when there's new music, you know when there's new giveaways are available. There's beautiful parting gifts. And that's about it. So please put it in. I don't share it with anybody. It's purposeful. It's purely for my own use to communicate directly with those of you who've been so supportive over so many years. Let me just make sure I'm in tune. Back in tune because we care. Anyway, here's a here's something a little bluesy. It's a song called "Good to You."
Be good to you.
higher. Let me go.
Oh,
back to a little something here from Alone Together.
Thank you. Thank you.
I got one more new song here I want to hear, and I'm gonna do this just acoustic here with Ben. Myself and Johnny Sambatero over here on the guitar. In 2006, Traffic got inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. That's right. Now, they already have me in a museum, and it's... You gotta come and see me there one day. Stuffed and mounted like Trigger. Members of Tribe, we're all English guys. I'm from a town called Worcester. So when you use that Lee and Perrins sauce, you just think of me. As it hails from there. For any of you car freaks out there, about 8 miles from me is a place called Malvern, where they make the Malvern car. You know what that is. Anyway, a lot of people grew up in a few very well-known people. Robert Plant grew up about 12 miles from me, and John Bonham grew up about 14 or 15 miles. Nick Rouse, he was about 6 or 7 miles away from me. And Jim Capaldi lived about 12 miles away from town for each. And we had a few local bands together. We had a band called the Hellions. And then we got serious and had a band called the Deep, the Feeling. And then we met Steve Winwood and Chris Wood, and we formed a band called Drunk. And about a year after or so after we got inducted, Jim and I were trying to work on a new album. And we were writing some stuff, and then he got kind of ill, went back to England, and about a few months later passed away with stomach cancer. So about 6 months later, somebody brought me a tape of a song. So I got this a song that Jim and I started writing. And it had a great... Should let you know, first of all, that Jim Capaldi, which most people don't really know, is other than the songs that I kind of wrote on the first two albums, the first stuff I wrote on the first album were pretty trite and banal. And then I got a little better as I got older. And I was 18 when we started that band, so not much to write about anymore. You grew up in Worcester. So Jim wrote all those great lyrics, Little Spark of High Heel Boys, The Lyrics to Ancient Fantasy, 40,000 Headman, all those are Jim's lyrics, great lyrics. And so she brought me this song and this great chorus and a great first verse. And not much else. The music was a little, kind of like... Yeah. It's kind of like a long evening with Leonard Cohen and a bottle of gin. It's getting really depressed. So, I put another verse, and I rewrote the music to it. And I want to do it for you, because it's for me, it's in remembrance of Jim. And it turned out to be a really great song. It's the title, How Do I Get to Heaven? Mm-hmm.
reflections and deception are creeping in. Feel your head and your mind start to spin. How do I get to heaven? Take me back to where the road begins. How do I get to heaven? No, you gotta let me in. You just gotta let me in. Thoughts of you keep running through my head. I'm left with photographs, things I should have said. You'll never know until it's gone. The love you had wasted, love you lost. How do I get to heaven? Take me back. Things that made us blind, what we had in mind, who could have known? I never let you go, your memory lingers so, won't fade away.
Thank you.
Sam Patero on guitar and vocals. Bill Mason on the keyboard. Mr. Alvino Bennett on the drum. Pretty infield. And Mr. Alex Trezos on the bass. Thank you all so much. God bless you.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's give it up for Dave Mason. Come on.
That you probably all know, you all have probably sang it in the karaoke bar at some point. And I wrote this particular thing when I was 19 years old. And I wrote it on a little island called Hydra in Greece. If you're looking to buy an island, you probably could pick it up at a pretty good price right about now. Say. So I was trying to write the simplest thing I could come up with, and well, James Brown already did that, so I couldn't do that. So I figured I'd come up with something with two chords. For all of you people learning guitar out there, this is a song that you can learn really quick. Because there's only two chords in the whole damn thing. And it's got about 50 cover versions.
Really?
And anybody seen the Denzel Washington movie? Flight? Good. So you've heard it three times in that movie. Right? And you all probably best know it done by a guy named Joe Cocker. But just so you all know, Dave wrote it. Yes, it's one of those songs that gets to go to the mailbox. It's really cool. And I want to bring a couple of people on here. Oh, over here. So, all right, just spoiled the whole surprise. Okay, anyway, I recently just met these two people. And, one is just an incredible sax player, Warren Hill. So everybody familiar with that. And then sometimes you get to run into things that you know are gonna see. I mean, making a record these days, you don't have to be able to sing. You just get a Pro Tools set, and you can pretty much, if you got the right song, you can pretty much make anybody sound good. But sometimes you run into somebody who actually can do it. Kind of like me. Warren. You meet somebody, and I got blown away the other night. So I had to invite them down to play, and especially this thing right here.
Yeah, man.
This is Warren's daughter. She's 13 years old. Her name is Olivia. And somewhere down the road here, you're going to be hearing a lot from Olivia. Trust me. And she hasn't had much time to learn this or any of it, so
But I wanted them to join us on this too. Go ahead.
Got that change and see.
Thank you all. God bless. Warren Hill. Olivia Hill. John Sabatero. Phil Mason. Vino Bennett. And Mr. Alex Rizos. Thank you all. God bless. Don't forget those email addresses so that I can stay in touch with you all. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, one more time for Dave Mason. Come on.
Thank you all.